It is good when we are healthy and well. In today's gospel reading, through it, Luke gives us an insight into one of his favorite subjects. Luke is a physician, says the New Testament, who wrote an account of Jesus, and he did his research well. And today, it seems he takes particular delight to tell us how Jesus preached about God with authority, and he did miracles of healing. So everyone would know that what he said about God was true. Now in this account, we find that Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law when she was in bed with a high fever. And by his word alone, she was made well. So well, in fact, that Luke says she got up and began serving dinner to everyone. How's that for a recovery? Out of the sick bed and back to the kitchen. Well, then he relates how people brought all the sick, their friends and neighbors and relatives, to Jesus, all they could find. They brought them to Jesus and he healed them all. And Luke tells us how Jesus also cast out evil spirits from people, as Pastor Elliot was telling the children a few minutes ago. Now, Luke reports this casting out of demons right along with the healing of those who are sick. And I think he does so clearly because he recognizes that the source of both maladies is really the same. It is the satanic forces that brought sickness into the world, and it still affects people today, believer and unbeliever alike. It is one of Satan's tools, illness, sickness, and death. Jesus' healing has inspired many people to devote their lives to doing just that. He's trying to heal others and bring good health. And we can't read this text, I don't think, without thinking about the many doctors and nurses, and researchers, and other people who work in healthcare, and they devote their lives simply to making people well, to trying to restore their health and teaching them to live healthy lives. This reminds me of one woman who took making people well and helping the sick and injured so seriously that she dedicated her life to it as well. Her name was Clara Barton. And Clara Barton was born in 1821 in Massachusetts. She had four older brothers and sisters who were all school teachers. Now, one time, when Clara was 11 years old, her brother David was helping a neighbor build a barn. And he was high up in the roofing system of the barn when a board that he was standing on broke, and he fell to the ground. Now, David stood up, and he said, "I'm fine, everybody. I'm okay." But soon he became pale, and he could not walk, and so they put him to bed, and he was unconscious, in a coma. Now, Clara worked days and nights for many months to help her brother get well. She cared for him like a nurse. And no matter how sick David was, Clara never lost hope. And so it was really a wonderful day when David finally was able to get out of bed and walk by himself and stood in the sunshine. And he said, "It was my little nurse here who made me well." So Clara hoped that when she grew up, she could help other people as she helped David. Now, Clara became a school teacher like the rest of her family. And it wasn't until she was 40 years old that something changed. She was living in Washington, D.C., and the war broke out. That is the Civil War. And there were many battles fought nearby in Virginia. And Clara, when the battle started, she saw many sick men coming back, many injured men coming to Washington, D.C. to be cared for. But she also knew that there were no doctors or nurses out at the battlefront where the greatest hurt was happening. So Clara asked if she could take supplies out to the people, the soldiers, right on the battlefield. And of course, no woman was welcome there. in those days. The general said, no way. So Clara didn't stop there. She started to write letters to all her friends and everybody she knew, asking for money to buy supplies. And they started coming. And so she gathered up all this stuff, and the army finally said, okay, you can have a wagon. And when they saw the great impact that Clara's medical supplies were making and how she cared for soldiers and inspired other people to, they decided to give her a whole wagon train of supplies to go to the battles. And she cared for the sick and the wounded and brought them care. And soon Clara, little Clara, was known as the angel of the battlefield. Now, when the Civil War finally ended, she formed a bureau to search for missing men, people who, you know, soldiers, they didn't know where they were, if they died or were living. And this group marked over 12,000 graves, and they reported back home to families of the whereabouts of their loved ones. After the war, she traveled to Europe, and there she learned about the work of the Red Cross. So when she returned home, she was able to convince people to support an American Red Cross. And Clara led the Red Cross herself as its first president for 22 years, and she didn't quit until she was the age of 83. You see, Clara had a passion to care for the sick and the wounded, and that passion is carried on today by the Red Cross and by the men and women who devote themselves in all aspects of health care. Christians have always been passionate about helping the sick and the injured. And that's because Jesus Christ was passionate about helping the sick and the injured. And when Jesus healed someone, as we see in the scripture reading today, it showed the authority behind what he said. It showed his words were not coming just from one man's opinion, but what he said was the word of God himself. Now, I think that when Peter saw his sick mother-in-law get up from her bed and start serving dinner, no doubt he believed in the Lord's words all the more. And Jesus was no ordinary healer, you know. He didn't use therapy or medicine or magic incantations. He simply said, be healed. And by the authority of his words as God, that person was healed. That's because he was God. And as God, he had power to make all things right. But we have to remember that Jesus didn't heal everyone in the world when he was here with us, did he? He healed people, but the people he healed didn't live on earth forever. They eventually died and went on to heaven. And that tells us his true purpose was not to make earth into a heaven, but his healings pointed the way to heaven. And that way is for us to put our trust in him, just as his disciples saw him do these miracles of healing and making people well. And it caused them, like Peter, to put his trust in Jesus all the more. There are a few other things that we experience in life that are more stressful and unnerving than have someone seriously ill in our family or someone we care for very much. We will do anything. We will pay any price to make that person well. And as we lift our loved ones up in prayer, as we do each Sunday here, and in our private prayers, sometimes God grants healing, and other times he does not. Now, when he doesn't bring healing, we must know that it is not because he is an unloving God. Sometimes God uses illness to draw us closer to him. He wants us to put our trust in him. And sometimes, as in the life of Clara Barton, a loved one's illness is our chance to serve God by helping that sick person. We serve Jesus when we take care of his beloved sheep. And unfortunately, sometimes illness turns to death. And then, in those last days, it is our opportunity our mission to share the good news of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness for all people, so that sick person can make that journey into the kingdom of heaven when they die. These can all be God's purposes by allowing sickness to come. But whether that person is fully healed or not, in times of sickness and injury, we are all to show love for that person, for their family, and care for their needs as best we can. When we do, we show the authority of God's word in our lives and in our actions. And the love of God is flowing out through us and for all to see. And like Simon Peter, we really rejoice when someone believes the good news. For whether they are healed of illness or not, their soul has now been healed from sin and from the power of death and from the devil's hands. And no matter what their physical condition is, whatever hardship they have to live with, even if they die, they will live in the house of the Lord forever. And that is true healing. Now, we are blessed to have such good health care in this country, and it keeps getting better and better. And though we are perplexed at times in how to pay for it all, we should be thankful for all the people involved in medicine. I'm talking about all the doctors, the nurses, the researchers, the people who do the accounting, all the people involved in that, for the skill and knowledge that the Lord has bestowed upon them to use for our good. And whatever illness or infirmity we suffer in this life, we should let it remind us of our fallen state and be glad that one day God will raise these broken bodies that we live in. He will raise them up from the dust. He will reassemble them in perfect fashion, and we will live before him forever. Yes, we will be raised incorruptible, unaffected, and immune to injury and disease. And that is God's gift. That is God's promise to us, even now as we live. One day, we shall be made perfect, better than we've ever been. So in the meantime, we are to care for all these who in any form or any kind of distress may fall. I have to say, you have been so kind to me and my family in the last couple of weeks since my wife's surgery, and it is to God's blessing to us that she's here with us today in the service, and we praise God. So often, you know, that care that we offer to others is a prayer, or just a simple kind word saying, you know, I'm really thinking about you, and I'm praying for you, and that we do follow through on that and do pray for them. It means all the difference. And as we consider here today Jesus' miracle of healing, we thank him for the true spiritual health that he has brought to us all, that through the forgiveness of sins, we shall be raised, as I said, imperishable and perfect and free one day. That makes all the difference too, especially when we're struggling with something that is incurable. And so today, I pray God's blessing on all of you. May you live healthy and well lives by God's providence, and may you be a blessing to others who are in need through your words, your actions, in the manner of Clara Barton, and in all little ways as well. In the name of the great physician of body and soul, amen. And the peace that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.